Oh yay! Oh yay! Announcing the imminent exhilaration of oral stimulation due to the Crazy Kevin Show extravaganza, which includes friends, guests, and superstars invigoratingly and humorously entertaining the beautiful people of Toowoomba, Australia, and the world. And thank you to our amazing sponsors, Electrical Sensations, Crackerjack Chicken, and Breeze Lawyers. Henceforth, listen with fervor to enjoy the titillation, frivolity, and downright indignation of Crazy Kevin and his Power FM radio wireless transmission of the Crazy Kevin Show. Dig it!
Crazy Kevin, he loves his food, especially chocolate.
It's Crazy Kevin's golden album of the week. You choose the ones you play. It's Crazy Kevin's golden album of the week. Get ready, steady, spin it, KK.
It's that music, so it must be time for a golden album of the week here on Power FM on the Crazy Kevin Show. Hope you're enjoying the show so far. What we've got for you now then, we have got for you now Eileen Regina Edwards. And everyone's thinking, who the heck's Eileen Regina Edwards? Well, guess what her stage name is? Shania Twain. It's Shania Twain. Canadian singer and songwriter, she sold over 100 million records, making her the best-selling female artist in country music history and among the best-selling music artists of all time. Her success garnered her several honorific titles, including the Queen of Country Pop, while Billboard named her as the leader of the 90s country pop crossover stars. Raised in Ontario, Canada, Shania pursued singing and songwriting from a young age before signing with Mercury Nashville Records in the early 90s. Her self-titled debut studio album saw little commercial success upon release in 1993, but after collaborating with producer and later husband Robert John Mutt Lange, Twain rose to fame with her second studio album, The Woman in Me, which brought a widespread success. It sold over 20 million copies worldwide. Well, we've got three tunes from you. What we're going to start off with, we're going to start off with You're Still the One. I'm always playing this one when I DJ at weddings. It was released as the third single from her third studio album, Come On Over, in 1997. And it peaked at number two in the US Billboard Hot 100 for 9 weeks, becoming Twain's first top 10 hit in the US. Although it never topped the chart, the song is recognized as Twain's most successful crossover single and is one of her most successful singles at country radio. You're Still the One was both a commercial and critical success, winning many awards over 3 years. It was nominated for 4 Grammy Awards in 1999, and it won the Best Country Song and the Best Female Country Vocal Performance. So starting us off with our Golden Album of the Week this week, we've got Shania Twain, and this is You're Still the One.
Still the one I kiss. I'm glad we didn't listen. Look at what we would be missing. They said, I bet they'll never make it. But just look at us holding on. We're still together, still going strong.
Still,
you're still the one I run to, the one that I belong to. You're still the one I want for life. You're still the one that I love, the only one I dream of. You're still the one I kiss goodnight. You're still the one.
Hey, who let the dog in the studio? Let's get the dog out of the studio now. I'm trying to work here. It's Crazy Kevin with you on Power FM. Well, we play the music that you want to hear. Crazy Kevin on Power FM, and it's Musician Speak. I love chatting to different musicians, different bands from all over the world. And today, who have I got with me today?
Hi everyone, Sam McCacker here from the Blue Shamrocks, and Kevin, thanks for a wee chat today.
Oh, I love your accent, Sam. Come on, tell us all about the band.
The Blue Shamrocks were a six-piece Brisbane-based band, and we consist of the usual suspect. We've got Sarah on the fiddle, and also Sarah's the main whistler. Peter on accordion and piano, and we've got Pete on the bass and double bass. We had to call one Peter and one Pete to minimise my confusion. Chris on the lead guitar and mandolin and probably anything else that's probably got strings on it. And of course, we've got Jeff, the all-important drummer, and probably the best in the land, up the back, beating out the time. Myself on vocals, and that's just to keep that one short. And as a group, we are lucky because we have such a large group and we all get on well with each other. All the musicians all speak the same musical language, which makes it easy whenever it comes to practice time or trying to like make new work happen. And the band members have a bio section on our webpage, theblueshamrocks.com, where you can see a little musical history and who they've played with over the past and where they've been and what they've done.
And what types of music do you play, Sam?
We are a country music-based band, and we have an emphasis on jive and waltz and line dance-style tunes. And we like to deliver a beat that audience can dance along with, and we deliver an easy, listening, memorable style of song. And hopefully it's a little bit different where it keeps the toes tapping and audience members would like to hear a little bit more.
And I love the name, the Blue Shamrocks. How did that name come about?
The Blue Shamrocks name partly evolves around my Irish heritage, and where the blue represents the colour in the Australian flag, and plus this huge country with its endless blue skies and seas. I've actually resided now in Australia for a number of years, and when I moved to Brisbane, this gave me an opportunity to look at how to put a country music band together back in 2017.
Hey Sam, tell us a little bit about the music history of the Blue Shamrocks.
Yeah, we made our first album, Triple T, Tap Those Toes, in 2017. As a first attempt, I was very happy with the results. But moving on from there, we wanted to move forward, you know, towards our own music. So in the last year, we have recorded an album of original songs, and these tunes will feature on an album which will be released in sometime in 2021.
And what are you doing now? Is there a new single released?
Through the Years is our first self-penned single, released to radio in the last week or thereabouts, and it's a waltz tune. It's about our time from whenever we were in our youth until, like, as we get older and into more maturity, with the difficulties that may occur in life, just in trying to make reunions, life reunions, you know, family events, and like maybe geographical locations or work issues or whatever it is, just general work commitments and the time to get around this large country.
And has the progress been okay with the release?
During the release period, we've had some good reviews in some of the top music magazines around Australia.
Hey Sam from the Blue Shamrocks, does this single come from an album?
Through the Years is the first from a series of new singles, and for the release from an album called Nothing to See Here. All our new music, you know, stories behind each one. We do not mention any geographical locations again, like cities, towns, rivers or seas or anything like that there. And it may allow the audience to be wherever they want to be within the song lyrics as to what they can take away from the message.
And a question I always love to ask bands, where and what can we expect going forward?
And on the return of the venues now, as the COVID restrictions actually are released, we're currently now seeking our first gigs for the year, and we're in discussion with some of the venues now. And it has been difficult over the last few months because most of the venues themselves, they only take like single or duo musicians, and we're a larger band. And as we move towards 2021 and into 2021, we are hoping to actually have gigs promoted in Toowoomba, Warwick and Kingaroy. And currently, should any listeners listen to our music and like to offer any feedback, we're always happy to listen, and we're easy to get the hold of as well.
Hey Sam, if anybody would like any more information, how can you be contacted?
Contact us from our webpage, theblueshamrocks.com, and also via our Facebook page. Please feel free to join our mailing list by submitting your email detail on our webpage, and it is kept private. And I promise we're not pesky with emails or offers or anything like that there. It's just some general information every now and again just goes out and where we are and what we're doing.
And if anybody would like to buy any of your music, can they get it online?
To purchase the Blue Shamrocks music, it's available from our webpage, theblueshamrocks.com, or from Apple iTunes. And should you like our tunes, please support us Because this is what's going to keep us going.
And finally, Sam from the Blue Shamrocks, it's been amazing talking to you today. Thank you so much. Good luck for the future, guys. And tell all our listeners on Power FM all about the song you're going to play today.
This is our new original single, Through the Years. And Crazy Kevin, thanks for the opportunity to talk with you today and the opportunity to have our music played on Power FM in Toowoomba. And hopefully catch up with you later. Thank you.
From the day we arrive to the day we depart, a family's bonds always close to the heart. Our learning from young makes who we are today. Never forget, should we ever drift away, it's a family affair to know. From when we were young, are who they are, where we all had fun. As we travel through life, we won't forget our friends and neighbors from way back then. It's a family affair to know.
G'day, you're listening to Crazy Kev, and he's as dry as a dead dingo in the middle of the Nullarbor.
Time for our second track on our Golden Album of the Week, with a bit of Shania Twain. And the track we're going to play for you now is That Don't Impress Me Much. And it was released in December 1998 as a 6th country single and 7th single overall from her 3rd studio album, Come On Over. And Shania Twain wrote the song on or near Christmas Day. And in 2017, during a listening party for a 5th studio album now, Twain revealed the reason behind using Brad Pitt's name instead of other suitable male celebrities, saying that after she heard about the scandal between Pitt and Gwyneth Paltrow and the subsequent leaking of Pitt's naked photo to Playgirl magazine, she was left unimpressed by all the fuss, as she found it was normal to see naked people. And the song describes 3 self-obsessed suitors with whom Shania Twain, as the title implies, is not impressed. A know-it-all, okay, so you're a rocket scientist. A man obsessed with his looks, okay, so you're Brad Pitt. Another obsessed with his car. Okay, so you've got a car. Shania Twain states that the brains, looks, and the car won't keep her warm in the middle of the night, and seeks a man with a touch that can do so. And the song hit top 10 in 16 countries, including here in Australia. So here we go, the second track from Shania Twain, our Golden Album of the Week, here on Power FM on the Crazy Kevin Show. This is Shania Twain, and That Don't Impress Me Much.
They were pretty smart, but you got being right down to an art. You think you're a genius, you drive me off the wall. You're a regular original, know-it-all. Oh, you think you're special. Oh, you think you're something new. Okay, so you're a rocket scientist. That don't impress me much. So you got the brains, but have you got the touch? Now don't get me wrong, yeah, I think you're alright, but that won't keep me warm in the middle of the night. That don't impress me much. Uh-huh, yeah, yeah. I never knew a guy who carried a mirror in his pocket and a comb up his sleeve, just in case, and all that extra gel in your hair, I'd lock it, cause heaven forbid, it should fall out of place. Oh, well, you think you're special. Oh, well, you think you're something else. Okay, so you're Brad Pitt. That don't impress me much. So you got the looks, but have you got the touch? Now don't get me wrong. But that won't keep me warm in the middle of the night. That don't impress me much. Okay, so you got a car. That don't impress me much. So you got the moves, but have you got the touch? Now don't get me wrong, yeah, I think you're alright. But that won't keep me warm in the middle of the night. That don't impress me much. Oh, oh, no, you think you're cool, but have you got the touch? Nah, don't get me wrong, yeah, I think you're alright. Don't impress me.
impress me.
Oh, we're gonna rock down to Electric Avenue. And then we'll take it higher. Hey, we're gonna rock down to Electric Avenue.
Well, it's that music, so it must be Electrical Sensations time, and I've got the main man here with me. I'm going to say, hello, Nigel. How are you today, Nigel?
Great, thanks, Kevin.
Yeah, today we're going to be talking about lighting like LEDs. What has that done to the business over the years?
Yeah, LEDs has sort of been around about, I don't know, 10 or so years, and the efficiency of LEDs keeps going up every year. So the quality, the life of LEDs keep going. So there can be some great savings of LEDs. Say for business, sometimes up to 50 to 70% of the business's electricity costs could be ran by lighting. If you can reduce that lighting usage down about 10% of original cost, that's a massive saving for a business. Reducing the cost of the lighting. Some of these businesses have lights that are 20, 30 year old. They're really due for upgrades anyway. And putting a quality light in the commercial premises can be both beneficial for energy usage but also production. And that can be talking about colour lighting, which I'll discuss next week with Kev.
So have you been actually done some businesses and you've actually done case studies and found that it has saved them a lot of money?
Yeah, we've done a few businesses around the place. The businesses that benefited most were the ones that had high energy use of lights. So it might be an office environment, it might be someone that works night shift or something like that that use a lot of lighting. They benefit the most from upgrading their lights to an efficient LED system.
Once again, some great advice from Nigel. Now, how can people contact you at Electrical Sensations?
Okay, you can have a look at our website, electricalsensations.com.au. We've got lots of information there that's really useful.
Well, till next week, Nigel, thanks a lot again for chatting to us, giving us some great advice, Electrical Sensations. Thanks, mate.
Okay, thanks, Kev.
Thank you.
It's time for our third and final track off our golden album of the week. We've got some Shania Twain for you. Now, listen, if anybody out there would like a special golden album, all you do, just contact me. And I think you all know the email by now. It's crazykevinpowerfm@gmail.com. And that, of course, is crazy with a k-k-k. Because I'd love your ideas, whatever you want. And if there's anything else you want me to do on the show, just drop me an email. It'd be great to hear from you. Okay, into our third and final track, like I said, we have got Man, I Feel Like a Woman. And the title and thus the lyrics of the song were based on Shania Twain's experience while working at Deerhurst Resort in Ontario to provide for her brothers and sisters after their parents died in a car crash. And Shania Twain recalls seeing some drag performers working at the restaurant and credits them with a source of her inspiration. And Shania Twain has said that she had a difficult childhood. Her parents earned little money and food was often scarce in their household. And Twain did not confide her situation to school authorities, fearing that they might break up the family. And Shania Twain started singing at bars at the age of 8 to try and help pay her family bills. She often earned $20 between midnight and 1 a.m. performing for remaining customers after the bar had finished serving alcohol, although she expressed a dislike for singing in those bars. Shania Twain, though, believes that this was her own kind of performing art school on the road. And Shania Twain wrote her first songs at the age of 10, Is Love a Rose and Just Like the Storybooks, which are rhyming fairy tales. And she states that the art of creating, of actually writing songs, was very different from performing them and became progressively important. And tell you about the video for Man, I Feel Like a Woman. It's a role-reverse version of Robert Palmer's Addicted to Love and Simply Irresistible music videos. In the music video, Shania Twain stands in front of a group of men, all dressed alike, one playing electric guitar, one playing bass, one drums, and one with a two-neck guitar, complete with buffed and blank eye, meant to imitate the women from Robert Palmer's videos. And Twain starts the video dressed in a long coat and a veiled top hat, but throughout the video she strips off items of clothing until she's left wearing a black corset, miniskirt and thigh-high boots, and a black choker, and even has black eyeshadow on. And the video won lots and lots of video awards in 2000. So here we go, final track on our Golden Album of the Week. This is Shania Twain, and Man, I Feel Like a Woman.
Let's go, girls.
Feel like a woman. listening to Crazy Kevin on Power FM.
Just friends, 'cause I miss you, baby, and I'm
Hope you enjoyed the show today. Oh, we've had a good time. Hope you enjoyed the music as well. And don't forget, if you'd like any requests, dedications, whatever, just drop me a line to crazykevinparafm@gmail.com and we'll get you on there. And always, it's crazy with a k-k-k-k-k-k-k. And of course, a big thank you going out to my sponsors for the show. We have got Cracker Jack Chicken, Electrical Sensations, and Breeze Lawyers. Once again, thank you going out to our beautiful sponsors of the Crazy Kevin Show. See you all next week. Don't forget, every Wednesday and every Sunday between the hours of 10 and 12 p.m. here on Power FM, the number one station, with myself, Crazy Kevin. Have a good week. All the best and keep it safe out there, and always have that smile on your dial.